WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's election day in New Hampshire. Voters in the Republican primary choosing between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, who, according to ABC News political director Rick Klein, has an uphill climb to victory.
If she has blown out anything like the Trump's victory last week, I just don't see how there's a path forward for her any more than it was for Ron DeSantis or Chris Christie or the other candidates who have already fallen by the wayside.
In tiny Dixville Notch, traditionally the first place in New Hampshire to vote, casting all six of its votes for Nikki Haley. A man suspected of shooting and killing eight people in Joliet, Illinois, outside Chicago, fatally shot himself after a confrontation with sheriff's deputies in Texas. Romeo Nance taking his own life. No word on a motive for the Illinois killings. 21 soldiers killed in the Gaza Strip. It was the deadliest attack on IDF troops since the war began in early October. Nearly 30,000 California state faculty members back at work, reaching a tentative contract deal on day one of their strike. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin to talk about reproductive freedoms as she kicked off a new tour. On the anniversary date of Roe v. Wade, the landmark abortion ruling that was overturned in 2022, the vice president began her nationwide tour here in Wisconsin. After arriving in Milwaukee Monday morning, she then traveled to Big Bend in Waukesha County. She delivered remarks at the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades District Council 7 in Vernon. Reproductive freedom is an issue Democrats want to highlight in the upcoming election. This marked the vice president's fifth visit to the state since being sworn in. A public hearing in Madison also took place on Monday on a bill from Wisconsin Republicans that proposes banning an abortion after 14 weeks. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Fenn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
It is going to be cloudy with a little light freezing rain, and some snow mixed in. We could get a slushy half inch by the time everything winds down later this afternoon. 34 today. Wind will be east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high of 36. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31. 99.7.
breakdown.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never get it.
Max FM.
My Spanish Harlem.
Santana with Rob Thomas. There is Smooth, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7. Now, Finn, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Sounds like we're in for a slushy kind of day, right?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a little bit of everything. And we talked about this yesterday. I mean, the temperatures are going to be at that point where it doesn't know if it wants to rain, if it doesn't know, it doesn't know if it wants to snow, if it wants to give us a little ice. So we're just going to get kind of a mixed bag today. 36 is going to be our high, or actually I should say 34, 36 tomorrow. But yeah, we're going to get just about a half inch of slush. Right now, it's actually kind of balmy out.
Yeah.
It's a little strange, you know, going from last week with temperatures below zero for so much of the week and those wind chills that were just absolutely brutal to walking outside this morning and going, huh, it's kind of warm out here. I'm not sure if I needed all these layers right now, but I'll take it. I'm not complaining. But yeah, it looks like it could get a little slick in places today. So definitely just keep an eye on that. If you have any commuting that you need to do, maybe after work as you're trying to get home, maybe picking up the kids after school, we'll see what Mother Nature has in store for us. It's 31 right now, so it's sitting at just kind of that freezing point, right? Like it doesn't quite know what it wants to do yet. So we'll hope that Mother Nature has a little mercy on us. I was watching, you know, video that Corey got in from storm chasers who were down south yesterday, and I'm just glad that we're not going to have that. That was awful in parts of the south. My goodness. Nobody needs that kind of ice. I don't care where you live. Right? And they don't know how to deal with snow, ice, anything down there. Not that you can really deal with ice until it starts to chip away and melt. I mean, even here in the Midwest, we have issues with it, but at least we're a little bit more equipped for it. But you get ice in that type of, those types of conditions with just layers of it on windshields and cars and roads, and they just, life completely shuts down. Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they're just not used to dealing with it.
No. And I mean, I'm a little jealous of them that they don't know how to deal with it because they don't ever have to actually prepare for those types of things. So I have to say in that regard, I'm a little jealous. But yeah, a little winter weather preparedness wouldn't hurt anybody, especially in those southern states. I mean, they get a couple inches of snow and we might joke about that up here, but it's absolutely true. And even our chasers who live in the south will laugh about it. If they have a couple of inches of snow in different parts of the south that are predicted in the forecast, school just shuts down. They don't even try it. They're like, nope, we're not going to do it. It's over. I don't care if it snows. We're just, nobody's going out. So it's actually kind of funny to us. They panic just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've seen drivers up here with the first couple inches of snow panic just a little bit as well.
I was just going to say, imagine that first winter snowstorm that we get of the year here in this area. Times about five. That's what it's like for them. Yeah.
I mean, you know, here's the thing, too. They kind of laugh at us in the South, though, because, you know, kind of same scenario. They'll watch the news. They'll be watching different videos of people freaking out in winter weather or whatever it might be, things that have gone viral, things that are national. And they'll laugh, too, because they'll be like, don't you people live for this kind of stuff? Why would you have a pile up for a couple inches of snow? Aren't you people supposed to be the good ones at this? And we're like, you know, we can't help everybody. We can't help everybody.
We can only do so much.
Exactly. I don't know why people up in this area freak out so much at that first snowstorm. I mean, we are equipped for this. We know how to handle this for the most part. I mean, if you've lived in the upper Midwest any part of your life, you know, essentially from like October on what's coming, you know. So it's always funny to me when people do really freak out at that first snowstorm and just forget how to drive and how to walk and how to basically live and move. It's really funny to me. So is there anything fun and exciting happening in your world? Did you do anything yesterday?
Business as usual, but that's kind of what this time of year is, right? Yeah. It's just business as usual. The dogs got their first extended walk in about a week, so they were very excited about that. There was a lot of sniffing going on.
There's a lot of things they've missed over the last few weeks. Yeah, I understand.
So that was big. The big thing, I guess, is Billy Joel has announced that he's going to be releasing a new song, which is his first in what, 17 years?
17 years. Mm-hmm. And it's the last time he released a song or any music whatsoever was 2007, just in case math is hard this morning. I get it. It's early. Not enough coffee yet. When he put out two singles, All My Life and Christmas in Fallujah. And before that, he hadn't released anything new since his 1993 album, River of Dreams. So this is very exciting. Turn the Lights Back On, and it's dropping February 1st, and he teased the song yesterday on Instagram. I'm guessing more like his team teased the song on Instagram. I don't see Billy Joel being a big Instagram user, so no. I'm just going to assume that it's his team who teased the song yesterday on Instagram. But that's exciting stuff, though. We love Billy Joel. I'm glad he's still in the studio. I'm glad he's still making music. Now, I wonder if he wrote this one as well, because we know that he's written a lot of his own stuff over the years, so it'd be interesting to know if he actually wrote this one or if it's, you know, if he just loved the song and decided he had to record it. But I'm
betting it's
down.
His, but I'm not sure of that. You know, he vowed several years ago that he would never record another album.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just that we'll occasionally get a new song every few years or whatever. He's still in great voice. I mean, anybody that went to go see him on that last co-headlining tour with Stevie Nicks knows that he's still got it. He's still in good voice. And so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of exciting stuff to finally hear another one of those legendary musicians that's still, you know, they're still out there, they're still recording, and they're still performing live, and people want to see them, people want to hear them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, cool. And we had friends who actually went to that Stevie Nicks, Billy Joel concert in the Twin Cities. Yeah, and they dubbed last year, you know, because they're only a few years younger than we are. And when I say a few, I mean like two or three. So they dubbed last year, as their kids get older, the Year of Music. And basically, they just took it upon themselves to find as many shows across the country, in the general vicinity as well. They did a couple of bigger trips too, but just to see as many shows as they absolutely could, because same thing we've talked about. Some of these artists, as they get older, they're not going to be around forever. These are songs that we grew up with, and so they dubbed 2023 their Year of Music, and so which was really cool. So they just went to a whole bunch of concerts, and they were blown away by Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks, because they were kind of in the same boat. He used to work in radio, so he gets music, all of that kind of stuff. Then he grew up and did a big boy job, unlike the rest of us who do radio. But he was laughing because he was like, I didn't know what to expect with Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. It was kind of a weird pairing. And we had mentioned that too. It was strange. But he's like absolutely blown away and phenomenal, because both of them can still perform. And he's like, they did a couple of songs together in Minneapolis, and he said their harmonies are unbelievable. Yeah. You know, and he used to sing and do show choir when he was in high school, and his daughters are all in music and things. So knows a thing or two, but he's like, he goes, their harmonies together were unbelievable. Something he did not expect. And he wasn't sure how it was going to go. He was like, were they each going to come out and just perform a set, but they say they're together? But he said, no, they did a couple of hits together, which was really cool. So
Sometimes it is that way. Sometimes if it's a co-headlining tour, sometimes the two people that the two performers do not perform a song together or a couple of songs together, but sometimes they do. And I suppose it's, you know, kind of a bonus. I mean, if you are both a Fleetwood Mac and a Stevie Nicks fan and a Billy Joel fan, then it's like, you know, more bang for the buck. But the only downside, I would say, on some of these co-headlining tours is that their sets are, generally speaking, shorter. So you'll get a shorter Stevie Nicks set, and you'll get a shorter Billy Joel set. But at the same time, I mean, you know,
if they
Stevie
can
Nicks
do something, and if they can do something together, if they can do a couple of their own hits together, I mean, that's even cooler. I mean, iconic. And I'm always down for Billy Joel music. You know what? I'll be downloading on February 1st. I'll definitely take a listen to some new Billy Joel music.
Didn't you mention before that you saw Billy Joel with Elton John on the? You see,
many years ago.
Yeah, I saw Billy Joel on his own maybe 15 years ago.
Sure.
Maybe. But I remember
to think, this was before Max even existed. So it's been over 20 years.
Yeah,
it's been over 20 years. And it was when they were doing that Piano Man tour. And if you remember way back in Billy's past, it was right after he had had that car accident. So literally, we weren't even sure if the show was going to happen because he was in the hospital leading up to the show within like 2 or 3 days. So, you know, you kind of keep an eye on the venue, see if you get anything. And this is a long time ago, so communication wasn't quite as swift as it is now through text and email and all of that kind of stuff. You actually had to look up information for yourself. It was crazy how that worked. So we were kind of keeping an eye on things, and sure enough, they went ahead and had the show. Now, I think Billy was pretty hopped up on pain meds after that accident. And I only say that because, you know, Billy Joel puts on a show. I mean, the man plays piano. He stands up. He's all over the place. And obviously not so much now with age, but especially at that time, he was still Billy Joel, amazing. Elton John was far better in that show than Billy Joel. And Billy played mostly his slower, not all ballads, but not quite as, you know, jamming, rocking
kind of thing.
Exactly. And he didn't move. He just stayed on his piano bench. He didn't really interact with the audience like Billy Joel is known to do during a show. He just kind of stayed at his piano. He'd mention, oh, this is a song I wrote and blah, blah, blah. Then he did Uptown Girl on the piano with his backing band. And I just remember him making a joke about Christie Brinkley and all of that kind of stuff. And that was pretty much it. They got Billy on the stage, they got Billy off the stage, and then Elton came out and really did his thing. And then at the end of the show, they had Billy come back out and they, you know, their pianos were facing each other and all of that kind of stuff. And they played a couple of songs together. But again, they were pretty mid-tempo. And you could tell Elton kind of wanted to let loose a little bit more, but I don't know if Billy was having it quite after that accident. I don't know if Billy was quite up for it, but obviously, you just saw two legends on stage together, so you're going to take what you get and be happy about it. But I don't think he was quite up to par after just being released from the hospital.
Yeah, you know, I know Billy loves his cycles, but he doesn't seem to drive them very well.
No, he's not very good at that. I don't know how the man got a license, but somebody at one point was like, yeah, let's give this man a motorcycle license. I'm pretty sure that was a mistake, but, you know, whatever. I wasn't there to make that decision
sometimes,
at the time.
Sometimes when you mix it with Johnny Walker Black, it doesn't work out so well.
This is true. This is true. And that was a point in time that Billy was having a few issues. I mean, we're talking 20, 25 years ago, so he was still dealing with some demons at that point. So I think it's probably a little better now. I don't know if his new wife lets him have a motorcycle. I'm not sure that that's a good thing.
Oh, no, he still has cycles.
Does he? Okay. All right. Does she let him actually drive them or just go look at them?
That I'm not sure of. I'd love to know what songs they did together, though. Elton and Billy, you know, I'm about to go see on Setlist FM. They might have the.
I'm trying to think. It's been so long ago. I don't even remember. I know all I remember is Elton John doing the craziest, best version of Crocodile Rock I'd ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, he kicked over the piano bench. Elton John kicked over a piano bench. So, you know, he was really into this. And then when they did the dueling piano type thing, it was funny because Elton basically stood up and then he tried to lean over the piano. And I know he was trying to get Billy to interact a little bit more, but really Billy was just like, nope, dude, I'm on this bench. I'm playing the piano. Can we just do this kind of thing is pretty much how it went down. But obviously they were incredible together.
Sure.
To see him play piano at the same time, though, I mean, hello, that's they're geniuses when it comes to playing piano, and to see him do it at the same time. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome. Now, this isn't as fun as new music, but it is kind of a fun little story that we should all be aware of here in the great state of Wisconsin. A woman in Madison suffered heartbreak on Saturday because, well, of course, the Green Bay Packers lost to the San Francisco 49ers, but she did not have a heart attack. This is the big differentiation that we should be aware of this morning. Emergency services were sent to her home in Madison on Saturday night after some woman called 911 saying that her aunt was in trouble. She had just gotten a text from the aunt saying, I'm having a heart attack, but she didn't actually actually literally mean it. She was just watching the Packers game and she was anxious about it, as were the rest of us, since the 49ers were in the middle of their comeback. Well, a few minutes later, the Madison Fire Department actually pulled up at the aunt's house, and the aunt, 100% alive and well, went out smiling and said that it was all some sort of misunderstanding. She did apologize to the EMTs and the paramedics, saying she didn't realize that her words would be taken quite so seriously. You have to be careful when you're dealing with people who are Packers fans. I mean, they're called a heart attack pack for a reason, and we don't use those words lightly, but it's not actually literal. that's a great story. Yeah. We get really worked up about our sports, don't we?
We really do. I was watching some footage today on social media. I can't even remember what team it was, but it was for a fan that was just absolutely losing it. You know, he'd like hit his TV screen and tore it down and threw it on the floor. There was
probably
another guy that
fan.
was
probably a Bears fan, probably. Is my guess.
It was like, oh man, dude.
I mean, Packers fans get passionate about it. I think we're realistic, especially this year. I know it was probably way more disappointing for a lot of people when Rodgers was the quarterback, simply because every year people simply put him in the Super Bowl hunt because you had Aaron Rodgers on your team. He always tipped the scales. So I feel like people this year were a little bit more realistic. But you got to be careful what you say, especially over text. Some people don't understand that you're just joking or in the middle of, you know, a panicked moment, or, you know, watching the Packers play football, as that would be. It's heart racing. It induces the heart rate. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Sometimes it looks like some of these people need to check in with some anger management classes.
Yes.
But I know the feeling, because when I used to watch the Oscars, I don't watch them anymore, but that's why, because I would get so upset with them. That
of course.
Like, okay.
Yeah, stuff that you love, you know? Yeah, stuff that you
passion.
Love. Sometimes, that's right. That's what we'll go with. It's passion. It's definitely passion. And the Packers have a way of bringing out the best or worst in people, especially for just a brief moment in time. And it was a pretty intense game, you know, especially with the fact that they weren't supposed to be this far. They weren't supposed to even be in playoffs and blah, 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 all the different storylines.
Yeah.
So it was a little intense. And, of course, you want to rectify the rivalry. I mean, the 49ers have beat the Packers in playoffs multiple times. What was this, 5 times now, I believe? Somebody would have to check me on that. But I believe it's 5 times in the playoffs they've defeated the Packers now. And so you were just kind of hoping for them to, you know, like, avenge that a little bit. But their time's coming. Let's just put it like that. Their time's coming. The Packers are going to be all right. They're going to be all right, people. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Good thing the aunt's okay too. We're glad that that was not
be
an actual
what
emergency.
You say. Yeah,
that's right. This is why you got to be careful in those text messages. They can't actually hear your voice. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cloudy today, some light freezing rain, some snow maybe mixed in there as well, some rain possible. As we talked about a little earlier, Finn, it's just going to be a slushy mix basically throughout the day before it all ends. 34 for our high. Not expecting any more than about a half inch of precipitation though, in whatever form it decides to come. 32 tonight, then tomorrow cloudy with some showers. 36 for the high. Right now it is 31.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Tuesday's off to a great start. Just trying to get through another work week. Here's Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True. What I want. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now, starting the morning with Hall & Oates. Speaking of some legends, not a bad way, though, to get things going this morning, especially if you're on your way to work or to school. It's a peppy one. It makes you happy as you're driving around. So this is a list that you don't really want your city to be on, and it's also an important list to pay attention to if you have any travel plans and you know you're going to be staying in motels or Airbnbs or something like that. Orkin just posted its 2024 list of the top cities for bed bugs. And unfortunately, if you plan on going to Chicago to do an overnight, you might want to be on the lookout because they're number one again for the fourth year in a row. Wow. Now, 4 years ago, before Chicago began this unfortunate streak, Washington, D.C. was number one. The list ranks the top 50 cities using data on how many people had to use exterminators over the past 12 months. New York City comes in second, followed by Philadelphia, Cleveland/Akron, Ohio, Los Angeles, then Detroit, then you've got Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, Charlotte, and Champaign, Illinois. Now, I think it's interesting because when we went to New York, first thing my mom said is, oh, you're going to stay in downtown? You're going to stay right in downtown New York? And I said, yeah, why? She's like, well, the beds and the motel rooms are so close together. Aren't you afraid of bed bugs? Nope, I'm not really going into it thinking of that. That was kind of the last thing in my mind. Thank you for putting that out there, though, for me. Now I can't unforget it. So there is that. These are the things she worries about. Anyway, globally, Paris is also a bedbug hotspot right now, which probably isn't mentioned in any of those romantic travel brochures that you might see. But you can actually, you know, check out a top 10 list if you do have certain destinations in mind and you know you're going to be doing a little traveling. So as I'm looking at this, let's see, Milwaukee comes in at number 25 on the list. So all in all, not too bad considering there are 50 cities. And I'm trying to see if that's the only one in the great state. I probably should have done this before. But Minneapolis is new to the list. That comes in at number 47. So another one kind of, I would say, we'll put in air quotes, in our neighborhood. But other than that, you know, we're doing okay up here in the upper Midwest. Really, though, what's going to survive after the last couple of weeks? Nothing survives in that kind of cold. So I'm going to assume that that includes the bed bugs as well.
We hope. And, such a shocker that Paris is on the list because the French are known for their cleanliness, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Bed bugs.
It's an interesting list, though. You know, and that is actually one of my biggest fears is having bed bugs for some unknown reason. Not that I expect them to get them in my house, but to have to deal with them. And I have friends who currently live in an apartment building in the Twin Cities, and their entire building has been fumigated for bed bugs like four times in the last 2 months because they don't have them personally, but they have neighbors, and we all know that bed bugs like to jump really easily and quickly. So every few days they've got exterminators over there spraying everything down, having to come into their apartment. And she's like, I just want out of here. Like she's like, I am. She's like, I feel kind of creepy crawly knowing that they exist in the building and I might be just carrying them around and bringing them back to my house at some point. I was like, are they like lice? Is that what happens? Because lice is another creepy bug to me as well. Lice is disgusting. And I know schools have to deal with it. And I know that it can travel quickly throughout a classroom and a school. I luckily never had lice when I was growing up. As soon as my mom got the notification that there was lice going around our school, she might as well have put me in a bonnet because she, with her OCD, that was not something that was going to happen was lice. You know, and then after my dad passed away, she spent a lot of her time working in schools with kids and in daycares. And so she was always checking kids' hair for lice and things like that because it was just what she did. And she always had like her bottle of lice shampoo underneath her kitchen sink just in case, just for that moment when, you know, she found out it was going around her school or whatever when she was working so that she could take all the precautions. I might as well have been Laura Ingalls with my bonnet on going to school when I was in elementary and there was a lice outbreak. It was ridiculous, but I get it now.
It's bad. I mean, we've had, you know, a whole bunch of kids that went to physical school. It came up like several times. And every time it came up, it was like, oh no, not again.
Because it's a process, right? I'm super naive because I've never had it or neither of my kids have ever had it.
It is such a process.
You got to like do the special shampoos. You got to wash all the bedding. You got to make sure all the soft surfaces, right? I mean, that's kind of how I understand how this goes down. Again, I'm very naive to it because I fortunately have never had it and my kids never had it either. So I'm very naive when it comes to the lice route of life. So that's just one thing, bed bugs and lice that I don't know if I could handle. I would probably burn my house down first.
Sometimes it feels easier. Like that's what you want to do. Yeah.
It feels easier.
The thing about bed bugs is as if travel isn't difficult enough.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. And then you got to worry about, you know, having little critters sleeping with you that you didn't expect kind of thing.
That you might bring home with you. Yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of why this is another reason why I'm an Airbnb fan. Because the fact that they do some Airbnbs. Now, don't get me wrong. We've also stayed in some that claim that they're super clean. And my version of clean is not their version of clean. Let's just put it like that.
Nice.
But it was always only for like an overnight or a couple nights. So we made it work. But at the same time, they do have cleaning services, and these people pride themselves on the cleanliness of their property because it's how they get more people. It's how they get better reviews and they get more bookings and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, there was one Airbnb that we went into once and they said it was super clean. It had great reviews. And again, my version of clean and everybody else's version of clean was not obviously the same thing. Now, it wasn't disgusting. I wasn't worried about things like bed bugs, but I was like, like, we could have tried a little harder in the corner over here and, you know, maybe actually picked up the crumbs. That would have been neat. But, you know, at the same time, it is what it is. And we were only staying there for a couple of nights, so I made it work. But that's kind of why I like Airbnbs, too, because you don't have room upon room upon room right next to each other. You know, you've got less chance for all of those types of things to start and then just kind of explode throughout an entire building. And, you know, the cleanliness process is just a little bit different, I think, Airbnb.
Totally.
So I'm an advocate. I love them. I love the fact that I feel like I'm staying in a home instead of like in a motel kind of thing, and that I have a refrigerator I can bring snacks and water to and all of that good stuff. I mean, I'm a huge Airbnb verbo advocate for many, many reasons. Plus, I get to bring Aspie. You know, she doesn't get to go everywhere in a motel, and a lot of Airbnbs will allow my Aspie girl to travel with us, so that helps as well.
There are a few hotels that will allow dogs, but yeah.
But then I don't want to leave her because she doesn't know the room, and then she's in a kennel, and then
there are other people around.
Yes, and she's going to cry, and she's going to bark, and when she cries, it sounds like somebody is murdering her. It literally does, and I don't need that kind of pressure in my life. Now, with an Airbnb, we usually try to get a standalone kind of facility or like a townhome or something like that, but we can turn radios on. We can leave TVs on, that kind of thing, so that she's a little bit more comfortable as long as she's got her kennel and her things. Plus, then she can run around and play. She's not cramped up in a room, too. So really, it's kind of like when I had toddlers, right? Like, you accommodate them when you're staying in a motel because they need places to move and they need a little space for themselves. It's the same kind of concept when I travel with my dog. It truly is. It's kind of insane. And she would sniff out the bed bugs. Her nose, I'm telling you, I'm betting her nose would sniff them out. Her nose is insane. The stuff she's digging up right now underneath the snow, I'm like, how would you even have realized that was there? It's pretty nuts, the stuff
if
that
you
she's
tell her to drop something, will she drop it?
No.
Yeah.
She's
Theo's
supposed
not
to
good at that.
She's supposed to. It's a command that we've worked on, but she just looks at you like, all right, come get it from me, because then it's just playtime for her, because then she thinks you're going to chase her around. Her favorite thing is toilet paper holders. She loves those. Okay. After they're just down to the cardboard, those are her favorite things. The jubilation in her face when she finds one in the downstairs garbage or in the upstairs bathroom garbage, it is sheer excitement and jubilation. And my husband doesn't help because he calls them her cigars. Because she puts them out of the side of her mouth. They look like a big stogie hanging out there. And so he calls them her
like
cigars.
Marks.
Exactly. So he calls them her cigars, and then he chases her because he knows she wants us to do that. And I'm like, just leave her alone and she'll drop it, not tear it apart and rip it apart and then try to eat the cardboard. No. It's just a fun game that they play between the two of them. It's a little annoying. It's adorable for about 5 minutes, but then it gets a little annoying.
Then it gets old.
Yeah, because then she leaves chunks of wet cardboard all over the house, which is disgusting because do you know where most of them end up? Like most of the things that she wants to treasure for her entire life? In my pillow. That's where she keeps things that she are treasures for her. She keeps them in my pillowcase. And so then I go to bed and I'm like, what is this lumpy thing in my pillowcase? It's like a cheese stick because she loves her Himalayan cheese sticks. And when she's trying to bury them, she buries them in my pillowcase.
But still better than discovering bed bugs.
This is true. This is true. We'll go with the cheese
disgusting,
stick versus,
but yeah, not that bad.
Oh my gosh, it's ridiculous. Just Lysol everything, people. Just walk around with your Lysol. It'll be fine. It takes care of all of it. Like remember in my Big Fat Greek Wedding that if you were a fan of that movie, I'm going way back. Remember he cured everything with Windex? See, we can get rid of a lot of things in this world with Lysol. It's fine. Taking a look at the forecast here in just a moment. It looks like we're going to have kind of a mixed bag of a little bit of everything today, leaving us with a slushy mix before it's all said and done. We're talking highs in the 30s for the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to actually tell us what to expect and what we could see here over today throughout tomorrow. In just a moment, we'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger in just a moment too. And right now it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library will be hosting their library dedication, open house, and next chapter gala. The dedication will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, January 27th, and the open house continuing until noon. That part is a free event and open to all, no tickets needed. Come together and celebrate the culmination of years of planning, hard work, and dedication. Library tours will follow speeches at 10 a.m. Refreshments will be provided from the Friends of the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library as well. And then that evening from 6 until 9:30, it's the Next Chapter Gala. That event will have cocktails and appetizers, live piano entertainment, and dueling pianos. That is a ticketed event. You can get all the details and get your tickets by going to csmpl.org/expansion or just head to their website and click on the banner on the first page. And once again, talented show choirs from all across the state will be in Sauk Prairie on Friday and Saturday. Check out their website for all the details, but tickets are available for Friday night only for $10, Saturday prelims only for $15, $10 for Saturday finals only, or you can get an all-day pass for $20 on Saturday, or $25 will get you a full weekend pass, plus ticket options available for students and 5 and under are free. A link can be found by going to saukprairie.com and click the events tab, or you can just go to the saukprairieschools.org website.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night in boys basketball, Sauk Prairie gets a 69-52 win over River Valley. And in girls hoops, it was Poinette 89-33 winners at Portage. Busy night tonight, Baraboo Swimmers are going to be at home hosting Mount Horeb at 6 o'clock. Boys basketball will travel to Mauston at 7. Baraboo Portage boys hockey team is going to be at Pierce Park hosting Sauk Prairie at 7 o'clock as well. The Badger Lightning girls hockey team will be at Sun Prairie Ice Arena at 6 o'clock. And girls basketball tonight is going to be hosting Mount Horeb at 7:15. RWD boys hockey is going to be at the RACA welcoming Stone tonight for senior night. 7 o'clock is the start time for it. Beaver girls basketball will be at Stoughton this evening. And Logan will be at Reedsburg High School to take on the Beavers for boys hoops. Sauk Prairie gymnasts will be welcoming Wanakee at 6 o'clock. Swimmers will be at Stone at that same time. And girls basketball will welcome McFarland at 7:15. And then also for the Portage Warriors tonight, in addition to what we've already talked about, Edgewood is going to be hosting the Warriors at 7:15 for girls basketball. Bucks make it two wins in a row over the Detroit Pistons, this time 122-113. In the first matchup, Giannis was just one assist away from a triple-double. In this game last night, he hit that mark with 31 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists for the game. Win moves the Bucks to 30 victories for the season. They're 30-13. Squad returns to the five-serve forum tomorrow night when Cleveland will be in town. Cavs and Bucks, 7 o'clock. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur caught up with media yesterday for his season-ending press conference. He was asked why he thinks his young team was able to have the big jump that they did during the season.
I think we were committed to our process throughout the entire season. And it's easy to get hung up on the end results. It really comes back down to how you do things on a daily basis, how you're finding different ways to get better, and just sticking together, like fighting through some tough times. And I think there's been a lot of growth, a lot of learning lessons. Certainly, I think I learned a ton, not only as a head coach, but as a play caller, as a guy dealing with just the number of young players on our team, how to handle these guys, how to lead. So I thought, all in all, there's a lot of good that came out of this.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
It is going to be cloudy with a little light freezing rain, and some snow mixed in. We could get a slushy half inch by the time everything winds down later this afternoon. 34 today. Wind will be east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high of 36. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30. 99.7.
7:51 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you still have time to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970. The Go-Go's now with We Got the Beat on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:53 right now, and a time to do a little celebrating this morning. Finn, of course, we're talking about our birthday list, the celebrity side, the local side, and we'll remind you that before we jump into those famous birthdays, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, you can text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. So let's get into this list, because it's a good celebrity list. Jack Rayner, who is Shane in Transformers Age of Extinction. He's celebrating his 32nd birthday today. He's also the star of the CBS All Access show Strange Angel and was in Macbeth as Malcolm, the rightful heir to the throne, in case you know anything about Macbeth. I know it's hard because Shakespeare and all that. It's hard to follow when you're doing Shakespeare. Julia Jones, who is Kohana on Westworld. She was also Leah in the Twilight movies and Adam Sandler's wife, Smokin' Fox in The Ridiculous Six. You might also remember her in in on The Mandalorian. Omira was her character there. She is 43 years old. Tiffany Thiessen, who was on Saved by the Bell, of course. Kelly Kapowski, who can forget her? She was also on Beverly Hills 90210. She starred in White Collar, and she's Alexa's mom on the Netflix show Alexa and Katie. She is celebrating her 50th birthday. That tells you how old we are all getting in this world. If Tiffany Thiessen is 50 years old, my goodness. Mariska Hargitay, love her as well. Lieutenant Olivia Benson, 25 years running now. That show has been on the air for 25 years as it starts its new season.
Crazy.
She, I know, isn't it crazy? Of course, she is on Law & Order SVU, Special Victims Unit, one of my all-time favorites. They started with her new episodes last week, and I, for one, could not have been happier. I was so excited. I was like, it's time for Benson and Stabler. Corey's
welcome
like, you don't
back.
Actually know them. I was like, I feel like I do. 25 years she's been on the air, you know? And he left for a few years. He left TV to do other things. But I feel like Stabler's been right there along with her, except for maybe that five-year hiatus. And now he's got Law & Order Organized Crime. So I feel like Benson and Stabler are officially back. And Dick Wolf is a genius because he intertwines the plots of the show and all of that kind of stuff. Oh, it just makes me so happy.
It's just the mark of a good show, right?
It is,
that you feel
right?
like you know those characters because you've watched them for so many years.
Absolutely. If Taylor Swift can name her cat Olivia Benson, I can certainly be excited with Benson and Stabler get back on my TV. I do think it's interesting, though, and I don't know if it's just different writing styles, if they just decided to change things up a little bit. What I have noticed with SVU, you know, because every episode, it's just one episode, maybe there's a continuation into the next, but they're starting to intertwine their stories a little bit more. So they go on for a little bit longer. And so, like, they'll go on from episode to episode, but then all of a sudden it will come back to an episode from weeks ago that you kind of were like, oh, I wonder whatever happened there. They're not done with it. So they're starting to kind of intertwine everything a little bit more. And it's intriguing because that wasn't something they did in the early days. You might have had an episode that was like continued into the next week, but then it was all wrapped up with a nice little bow, which is why most people think anything that deals with law is, you know, like quick and easy. It's not. SVU has ruined that for people, and any of the Law and Order shows have ruined that for people. However, they're starting to really like intertwine things and extend things a little bit and the storylines and the plot. So it's a little intriguing how they're doing that. So I'm appreciative, though, because, you know, you get a little bit more dramatics with it that way.
Well, it's nice to mix things up after a while.
I think so. I don't know. Maybe Dick Wolf was like, we need some new writers. We got to extend some of this stuff out. People, you know, things aren't always wrapped up nice and neat in 1 hour. And so I don't know if that's what the precipice of the decision was, but I really appreciate it. I like it. I'm a huge fan. And the Chicago stuff started last week as well. Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. So I was all about that. I had two great days of TV, and I was a happy camper. Anyway, Mariska Hargitay, 60 years old today. Her mom was the 60s goddess Jane Mansfield.
Yeah.
Mariska and her brothers were in the backseat of the car during the accident that took their mom's life back in 1967. None of them suffered any serious injuries, and Mariska was only 3 years old at the time. She just came out a couple weeks ago, too, talking about her own sexual assault that happened to her at a very young age, so she's been very vocal about that. Because I think that's the cool thing, too, about that show is even though she plays Lieutenant Olivia Benson, she has really immersed herself in changing how rape culture is, how they process some of the things in New York, especially. She's been to D.C. where she's trying to change some of the culture and laws around it. So I appreciate her as being an advocate because of her role on SVU as well. Gail O'Grady, who is Donna on NYPD Blue, she is celebrating her 61st birthday. Princess Caroline of Monaco is also celebrating today. Of course, Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier's daughter. She is 67. Richard Finch, the co-founder of KC and the Sunshine Band. Get down tonight. That's the way I like it. Shake, shake, shake your booty. I'm your boogeyman. Please don't go. He is celebrating his 70th birthday. Maybe we'll pull out some KC and the Sunshine Band this morning because once we do that, we also have to pull out something by Cheap Trick because I'm sure you know Robin Zander, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from the group, celebrating his 71st birthday today. Cheap Trick. We love Cheap Trick.
You know, we were talking earlier about Billy Joel and how he's, you know, his voice is still in good shape. He's, Robin Zander is just, and so we have seen Robin Zander and his family, like his sons and daughter, at Monk's in the Dells a times because they're almost like the Von Trapp family because all of his kids have this amazing musical ability. And but Robin himself, this dude has been around the block.